The Buffalo Jazz Collective is organizing all-star talent on the same stage multiple times a year. They include legends like Bobby Militello and several other big names.
My name is George Caldwell, and I play piano.
My name is John Hasselbeck, Jr., and I play the trombone.
My name is John Bacon, and I play the drums.
These musicians play internationally year-round, but home in Buffalo, they come together to rehearse and perform throughout the year under the guidance of Mark Filsinger.
There's a rich history to draw upon, I think, so I decided to put this together to sort of celebrate that and preserve that, keep it going, advance that mission.
One of the challenges to having a large jazz group in 2019 is paying your musicians, which Filsinger says is a possibility because of the Jazz Collective's nonprofit status. There are big bands who play in Buffalo, but a lot of the time they play with the expectation of not making money.
To, I guess, pay the musicians a respectable amount for the time and effort that they've put into learning their instrument, rehearsing, going out and performing. Unfortunately, that performances like that usually need to be subsidized.
It's a two-way street, you know. There's people are willing to put in as much time as it takes, but Mark is also willing to get the funds happening to make these concerts happen.
Drummer John Bacon says the Jazz Collective then can play a part in helping keep skilled musicians in town.
And that creates both, you know, musicians who are skilled and prepared to make this their home and be available for gigs and creative projects, and listeners, people who are younger, people who have some money and are looking for things to do, and they're willing to go out and check out jazz.
But the collective is doing much more than just paying musicians for gigs. In their first city, they put an all-city youth jazz band together. That's now a year-round ensemble. Since then, they've added a Southtowns Youth Jazz Orchestra, and this year, we'll be adding a Northtowns Youth Jazz Orchestra, led by Elliot Scazzaro, a young saxophonist who just arrived back in Western New York after graduating from North Texas. Scazzaro talks about how Filsinger is hands-on with students.
He sat down right in the section, right next to two of the trumpet players, and they sounded good, but they were a little bit timid at first to play, and he got right in there, and he, you know, really helped boost their confidence, and it was amazing just within a second how much he kind of inspired them and really pushed them to be, to do more than they thought they could.
For Filsinger, it's essential to make the connection to Buffalo's legacy and jazz history itself.
Elliot Scazzaro is definitely one of the younger guys. I think he's about 27 years old. So he's getting to play next to Bobby Militello, you know, and that in itself is kind of a connecting thing.
The collective wants to keep the roots of jazz alive for the next generation. They've assembled a team in place to follow through. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.